into heaven. Hi, my name is Stevie Wright, and you're listening to the Of Course You Can podcast. I'm a life coach, breathwork facilitator, and somatic healer. And this podcast is about possibility, permission, and the willingness to soak up all that the universe has to offer us. Of Course You Can has been my prayer throughout the years that has opened me to a deeper state of havingness. And my wish is that it does the same for you. Let's get started.
Hi, my friends. Welcome back to the Of Course You Can podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited to spend some time with you today. And it's been a minute, hasn't it? I pretty much took the entire month of March off of recording new episodes. And I missed you guys and I missed creating, so I'm excited to be back here. But I was focusing on the revamp of the breath channel. And before we begin, I want to share a couple things that have been moving in my world that I've been up to, and then we'll get started on those questions. So what is this revamp you speak of, Stevie? Well, let me tell you. So the breath channel is June. We will be 4 years old. I can't even believe it. I started it June 2020 in COVID. It's my baby. If you don't know, it is my breathwork and embodiment membership. Well over 200 practices at this point. Everything is anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, short, easy, really easy, easily integrated into your routine. And it's a way to clear stress, to clear anxiety, to reach your peak state, to get grounded. It is a beautiful, beautiful space. And I just love our members so much. And for the last 4 years, I have housed the breath channel on Kajabi. And it's been great. Honestly, I love Kajabi. My other courses are still on there. It's a beautiful, beautiful platform. However, there isn't a really strong community aspect. Kajabi doesn't have a strong community feature. And from the very beginning, when I started the breath channel, I envisioned it as a very tight-knit community. And I wanted our members to feel like you're a part of something. I wanted it to feel like this isn't just a place that you log into and it's a library of content, but also that you can connect with people. And Kajabi just isn't that platform. So I'm really excited to announce that the Breath Channel is now on a new platform called MemberUp. And MemberUp is incredible, you guys. I'm so impressed by it. So in this platform, there are ways to create accountability groups. There are ways to create in-person meetups. It's actual genuine relationship building. It almost looks like a Facebook feed, but really clean and not cluttery at all. You can share where you're from. You can share what practices have really worked for you. You can introduce yourself. You can share videos. You can privately message each other. There's even a section to ask, okay, I'm feeling like this, this, and this. What are some practices that have worked for you guys? What are some practices that I could use right now? I'm in there every single day responding to comments. You can share your experience. It very much is community driven. So now it's not just a platform that houses the content. And look, the breath channel, the content itself is rad. But I know that what's going to support you even deeper into your most embodied self is doing this work alongside like-minded others. You know, God knows healing work can be lonely sometimes. And that's why it's so important to me that you feel connected with, that you feel seen, that you're in community with other souls doing the work of letting go of old conditionings and really stepping into their most authentic selves. So I'm just thrilled. That's what I've been working on this month. It's been a few weeks since we've switched over, and I'm watching the platform just grow and grow, and people are making genuine connections. And hey, I'm also from Oregon. Where do you live? And hey, oh my gosh, we should get coffee. And it's exactly what I envisioned 4 years ago, and now it's coming to life. So I wanted to share that. I also wanted to share that now is the time to join the Breath Channel at $10 a month. The price is going up in April. And so if you've been wanting to join the Breath Channel for a while now, now is the perfect time to join. It is truly, truly elevated to something that is so much more robust and connected. And I'm so excited to connect with you guys in there. So the link is in the bio for that. And then the other thing that I wanted to share with you is that I'm going to be offering my 6-week mini mind, Of Course You Can, again, starting March 28th. And if you're listening to this and it's already March 28th and you missed the opening, fear not. I'm actually leaving it open for 2 weeks after the calls start. And Of Course You Can is really, it's about possibility. It's about permission. It's about deepening your havingness. You know, there's a reason, you guys, that the first thing that you see when you get to my website is that tagline, Of Course You Can. That's been part of my brand for almost 4 years, and it's something that I truly believe in, and it's a way that it's been my guiding light in what I've built, how I've built my life over the years, in a way that is about non-resistance and no limitations. And I really want to talk about, before we answer these questions, what allowance and permission really mean, because Of Course You Can is the farthest thing from bypassing. It's not just like, of course I can, of course I can, of course I can. You know, there is like belief and manifestation in it, but it's really about permission to let yourself feel anything that's coming forward and be held by yourself and trusted others. It's about allowance to feel your fears, to feel your needs, to feel your desires, to feel your yeses and your nos, and to be seen in them. It's about permission to get the support you would need to take up space. It's about allowance of your process to happen at the correct rate for you, not too fast, not too slow, the pace that's exactly right for you. It's about the permission to be witnessed in your shame, in your defense mechanisms, in your ego, in your power, in your weakness, in your joy, in your beauty. It's about permission to not only process your feelings, but then choose a new story that's actually in alignment with your soul. And when we do this, what happens is we clear the shame living in our body. We integrate our shadow. We get present and stop living and creating our lives from childhood wounding, but rather from the badass woman that you are now, who claims your authority, who owns the fact that she has a say in how things go, which allows you to create cool shit. It allows you to make more money. It allows you to have deeper impact. It allows you to foster intimate relationships. It allows you to love your body. The list goes on. What this is really about is you being able to create a life that you love because you allow all your feelings, all your flavors to send you deeper within yourself. Because one thing that I know to be true is the deeper your roots, the deeper grounded you are in yourself, the higher you reach. The higher you reach. So if you're ready to accept that invitation as well, this is a 6-week container. It's all about allowance, permission, havingness. We start March 28th. It's $1,000. The link is in the show notes. You can message me on Instagram for more details. I have a lot of posts about it. And I'm just so excited to see you there. So that's what I've been up to and what I've been working on in March. Let's go ahead and dive into these questions. This first question is from Desi. Desi says, when I'm around people I admire or I'm inspired by, I can at times become small and shy, or I feel myself shrink in their light due to fear of judgment of not being accepted. I've been processing this deeply. I love my own light and divinity and love to share it in the presence of those who inspire me. What would you recommend when you notice those feelings of come up, walking into interactions with people we may unconsciously or consciously compare ourselves with? Ugh, I love this question. Thank you for it. So what I'm hearing beneath all of this is, one, you want to feel safe in your shine. You want to feel safe in your authenticity, no matter who you're around. And two, I'm hearing you want a deeper connection and a deeper intimacy with others. And that's beautiful. So the first thing that comes up for me is thinking about this sort of hierarchical place. And what I mean by that is when you're coming from the lens of comparison, there's always someone above and there's someone below. I'm either above or I'm below. And we can take either posture, right? In this question, you're talking about the feeling below, right? But I imagine, and we all do this, it's okay, but I imagine there's also places where maybe you feel better than others, right? Where you take the above position. And it's interesting because there's a self-abandon in that either way, no matter what position you take. If we're below, something about me isn't good enough. They're better than me. And if we're above, something about me still isn't good enough. So I would need someone else to be below me so that I feel good enough, right? So when it's this hierarchical above below space, it's tricky because we can't have true intimacy and connection from that place. We can't meet at the same level as human to human, soul to soul, because we're either above or below. And so when we get into this comparison space, the exact thing that we're wanting, the exact, you know, connection, intimacy, feeling safe in your shine, no matter who you're around, that's not available to us because we are unable to meet each other as a human. And I talk about this in my course, Embodied Confidence, but I talk about how I have this way of meeting comparison, which says, if I see someone who's ahead of me in some way, or she's a couple steps beyond me, or she's embodying something that I want to embody, or she has something that I want to have, or she's living into something that I want to live into, instead of turning on myself and making myself wrong for not being there, I use it as fuel. I use it as inspiration. And the mantra that I use to embody that is, I'll see you there soon. Wow, look at you go. Look at your power. Look at what you've created. I'll see you there soon. And it's really about accepting the invite. I accept the invite. Thank you for the invitation. I RSVP to your party. You know, it's really about using it as fuel to guide you into more, to call you into more, instead of turning on myself and saying, well, shit, she has it, so I can't, right? She is already doing it, so I can't. She's really shiny. There's not enough to go around. It's just not true. And so if we can use comparison, or if use that energy rather, to call us into more, that's a much more productive way to use it. But again, we're not going to be able to really connect heart to heart with someone, eye to eye, if we're taking these above below positions. Now, I'll share a personal story about how this has come up in my own life. So years ago, when I was building the community that I have now, when I was building the relationships that I have now, there were people that I deemed as above me. There were people I put on a pedestal. There were people that I felt intimidated by. And so the way that I showed up in that space was with a mask. I felt like I had to have it all together. I felt like I had to know it all. I felt like I had to be really spiritual, whatever the fuck that means. Whatever the fuck that means. And what I truly was wanting was connection, was intimacy, was friendship, was to be seen and felt and to see other people and feel other people. But the exact thing that I was wanting, I was actually pushing away. And it wasn't possible because I was showing up inauthentically. I was showing up with a mask. I was showing up with, this is who I'd have to be to connect with these people. This is who I'd have to be to connect with these relationships that I'm projecting on as above me. And it wasn't until I started really integrating my own defense mechanism that said, I have to have it all together. You know, I have to not be messy. It's not safe to show my messiness. Once I started to clear that defense mechanism and I started to feel safe in my authenticity, I started to feel safe being seen in my messiness. I started feeling safe being seen in my true needs and expression. My relationships took off. The friendships became very real. They became very intimate. They became very safe. They became very honest on both sides, because I wasn't meeting the relationship with a mask of who I'd have to be to get love. I'm bringing my true self, and then we can meet eye to eye, heart to heart, human to human. And there wasn't any of that pedestaling anymore. It was truly, both of us can be in our shine, both of us can be in our mess, because it's safe. And that's really what I want to offer you is, I think I'll stop this question here, but if you're wanting, I'm really feeling and hearing your desire to have safety and authenticity and safety and connection outside of this hierarchical place. And we do that by getting vulnerable, by taking ourselves or others off a pedestal and being in our truth. And again, that's not only being in our shine, that's one aspect, that's one flavor, but it's also being in our smallness. You know, I will say, with those that you feel safe to do that with, right? It's not, you're not going to open and share those parts to every single person. And that's correct. But just in this example, you know, connection and intimacy is truly available when we take off our masks, when we share our heart, and when we connect human to human. So I hope that was helpful, love. Thank you so much for your question. All right, this next question is from Jamie. Jamie says, I feel like I need more training and more things before I can call myself an expert, even though I have 2 breathwork certifications. I'm struggling with feeling stuck. I get overwhelmed and go into, do I even want this? Beautiful. I love this question. And I know that so many people can relate to this feeling of, am I qualified enough yet to call myself an expert? Do I have enough training, right? Can I really land in what I know and start facilitating from what I know? Now, I'm going to speak, Jamie, just to the breathwork thing, but we can also apply this to other areas in the healing space. So just take the nuggets out of this that feel right for you, to everyone who's listening. Okay, so what I want to promise you for a fact is the level of training that you have right now is enough. And I don't just mean like, go girl, you're enough, that too. But I actually mean, we attract the clients who are ready to receive the medicine we have now. That is how it works. We are not going to attract a person who is working with material that we cannot facilitate. And if we do, if that were to happen, we refer them out. That's okay. But you can, it's like, you don't have to worry about getting into a situation where you're like, oh geez, oh God, I can't, what am I going to do? I can't work with this. You pause, you slow down, and you say, you know what? I actually think that I might not be the best fit for you with what you're working with, but let me refer you to this person who I know can help you. So side note, it is smart to start just having like building a Rolodex of referrals and references of people that you can refer people to. Therapists, somatics, all the different types of things. So, but I truly can promise you that we're attracting the people who are ready to receive exactly what we have now. Okay? They're not going to come to you. For example, I'm trauma informed, you guys, but I do not work with severe complex trauma. Severe complex trauma, meaning big T trauma, which means like a big event, a big happening, severe abuse, severe neglect, many back to back traumatic happenings over their lifetime, back to back or over someone's lifetime. I don't work with severe complex trauma. I'm trauma informed, so I know how to work with trauma. I know how to work with the energy body, but it would not be ethical for me to work with someone with severe complex trauma. It just wouldn't. And so if someone, one, I really don't attract those people, but two, if someone like that were to come through, I would be asking inquisitive questions that would get to help me get to know where they're at, what they're working with, how much therapy they've done, so that they can, so I can actually assess if it's a right fit and I can refer them out if it's not, right? But keep in mind, you guys, don't go into, and you didn't actually say this in your question, Jamie, but I just want to name it. Don't go into, actually, I'm going to bring in that sense, that word hierarchy again, that spiritual hierarchy of this type of work is better than this type. Trauma work is deeper than this. Somatics is better than this. Don't go into any of that. It's not helpful. It's not true. And we have to remember that not everyone, you guys, gets into healing work because they want to get to the deepest, 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 deepest root of their crazy trauma. That is not why everyone wants to get into this work. That's not why I did. I didn't even know that I had some trauma that I was working with. That came through later. I got into this work because I wanted mindset shifts, right? I wanted a different way of thinking about things and a different way of relating with the world and manifestation techniques. And some people come in because they want accountability. Some people come in because they want affirmations. There's no better or worse. It's just exactly the medicine that you have, exactly the path that you walk, exactly your lived experience is what is why someone would be attracted to you, right? So let go of this thing about qualifications. Now, it would be different. So you said I have 2 breathwork certifications, right? So it would be different if you're saying, okay, I actually am desiring to work with, you know, this is, you know, polyvagal theory or somatics, or I wouldn't want to work with trauma, or I want to work with this attachment theory or this or that, you know, great, wonderful. That's amazing. And you can get those trainings at your discretion. You know, if you want to go deeper into certain aspects of this work, then wonderful. But if you're doing it because you're like, I should, or I have to be legitimate or qualified, no. You have your trainings, you have your certifications, you have the certifications that have felt correct to you up until this point. You know plenty. You know plenty. So it's a matter of, am I doing this out of shame because I think it'll make me qualified? Or am I doing this out of true desire that I want to, that this path of wanting to learn this technique is actually lit up for me and I want to follow it? Those are 2 different things, right? But you can trust that the medicine you have now, who you are now, what you've walked up until this point is going to attract the client who you can really serve. And I promise you that. So I hope that is helpful, Jamie. Thank you so much for this question. All right, you guys, those are all the questions that I have today. Thank you so much for being here and listening and taking time. If there's anything in this episode that you want to ask me about, that you want to get clarification on, the breath channel, of course you can, mini mind, either of these 2 questions that I've answered, go ahead and feel free to DM me. I love talking to you guys on the grams. I love you so much. I'll talk to you next time. See you later. Hey, everybody. If you are new to my world, the best place for you to drop in and get supported is by far the Breath Channel. This is my breathwork and embodiment membership. She has almost 200 practices that are going to help you clear stagnant emotion, shift your mindset, revitalize your energy, and reach your peak state. If you are looking for something that is easy to fit into your routine, or you want to develop your routine, the Breath Channel practices are anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes and are incredible at getting you into flow. Think breathwork for anxiety, abundance, stress, digestion, sleep, manifestation, higher self, midday slump. If you need it, we probably have it. We're $10 a month, and I'm so confident that the Breath Channel will positively and greatly affect your life. See you in there.